Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We certainly do appreciate the rain out our way. It's been really nice to have it. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about examining ourselves while preparing ourselves for the Lord's Passover, about counting the cost and the willingness to forsake everything, to forsake all, about refreshing our commitment to God and about making a total commitment to Him. Also about bearing our cross and following Him, even unto the death for His name's sake. Remember, Christianity, I said, following Christ is not a game. It's for real. Many have gone to the burning stake for His name's sake. So it is something that's very real in our lives, and we should certainly treat it very seriously. Are we fully committed, even unto death? In examining ourselves, are we able to eat the bread and drink of the cup that Jesus Christ drank of? Are we able to eat the bread and drink of the cup in a worthy manner? Last week in Victorville, I shared with our brethren that in our growth in faith, we see that Christ is mighty in us. Even though we are weak, Christ is mighty in us. And through Him, we become perfect, complete, whole. We examine ourselves whether we are in the faith. We test ourselves to know that Christ is in us. We in faith prove ourselves and prove that we are able to eat of the bread and drink of the cup, but in a worthy manner, discerning the Lord's body. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel and preparing for the Lord's Passover. We put on the whole armor of God, which we should be doing every day throughout the year anyhow. We shod our feet just like the Romans shod their feet with shoes that had steel studs that stuck through the soles of their shoes into the ground, and they were steadfast and were immovable when they were against the enemy. And are we that way spiritually, where we have the spiritual growth in our lives, where we are steadfast in our standing and walking in our walk with the Lord, that we are steadfast and not giving ground and unable to be moved? And with the New International Version says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So our feet are ready. We are ready to keep the Passover. We are ready for what comes down the road in front of us. We are ready for our tribulations. We are ready for the sufferings that we might have to have for the Lord's name's sake. But there's another way we examine ourselves, to prove ourselves that we are able to eat of the bread and drink of the cup in a worthy manner. Turn with me, if you will, over to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. The first 16 verses of John chapter 13 talk about the foot washing ceremony. And we're all familiar with the foot washing ceremony. It's very very common for us to know that in washing the feet, that the ladies go to get together with the ladies off to the side, and the men get together off to the side, and we take our shoes and socks off, and we wash each other's feet, and we put our socks on hurriedly and our shoes back on, and we go sit down to take the Lord's Supper. But what is actually happening in the foot washing ceremony that's very important that I want to share with you? In verse 7, Jesus said to him, let's start off in verse 5, I guess. In verse 5, he says, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. And when he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? And Jesus said unto him, What I am doing to you, you do not understand now, but you will after this. You will know after this. And Peter said, you shall never wash my feet. And then one of the key verses that I want to emphasize today, Christ went on to say in verse 8, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. A very key verse in here. And then in verse 10, and of course, Peter went on to say in verse 9, Lord, not my feet only, but also my heads, my hand, and my feet. My hands and my head. And in verse 10, Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. The emphasis that I want to make today is that, and the message that I want to bring today is that it's not only washing of the feet that we will learn as we read on in this chapter, that we learn humility, that we learn to serve, that we have a serving attitude. And that's most certainly the example that Christ is teaching here. But there's something else here that's very important too. If we go back to verse 10, I'll show you what I mean. In verse 10, the first word that we read that comes to mind is the word bathe. If you have the New King James Version, the word is bathe. If you have the other versions, you might find the word washed. Well, I looked that word up. And what Christ is saying in the context, he says, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. In other words, being bathed or being washed, you're already clean. So what is Christ saying here? Well, the Greek word that Christ is using is called luo, and it means to bathe the whole person. And Christ is saying, if you read the New Living Version, he says to him, anyone who has washed his body needs only to wash his feet. Then he is clean all over. So in other words, the first word here that we see in verse 10, washed, is referring to is referring to just washing of the, just a part of the body, the feet, if you will. Repentance and belief and receiving of God's Holy Spirit sets our compass in life towards the commitment and change and walk, the walk of worthiness in our calling, the walk worthy of our calling. To be washed is to be baptized, to be clean completely. When we repent of our sins and we are baptized and we receive God's Holy Spirit, then we are clean, we are washed, we are justified. Turn with me, if you will, to John 15, just a couple of pages over, John 15, in verse 3. In John 15, verse 3, it says, you are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you. We've received God's word. We are clean. Turn with me also to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, it says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. When we were baptized, we were washed, and we were washed clean. So what is Christ saying here then in verse 10 of chapter 13 of John? What is he saying to Peter when he says, well, you're already clean, but I need to wash you, and I'll explain to you later what I mean. And it's certainly talking about having an attitude of service. But he's also trying to get another lesson across to us, too. The next word that we see in the same verse, chapter 10, or verse 10 of chapter 13, we see to, after the word bathe, if you're in the New King James Version, we see the word wash. But it's a different Greek word. It's not the same Greek word. This word is called nipto. And this Greek word means to wash only a part of the body, just a part of it. And it's referring to the feet or the hands or the face. And what Christ is saying here, you're already clean. You've already been cleaned by my word, Jesus Christ says, we read over in chapter 15. But what he's saying now is that because you're clean, yet there's washing here that still needs to be done. And so he set the example of washing the feet. And he said, follow my example, which we read over in verse 15 of John 13, he says, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most surely I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. So it's a serving attitude that we learn from washing the feet, yes. But what else is there that we are learning? Is there another lesson here that we can learn? Because we're talking about just a partial washing. But we're already clean, right? Except for the part that Christ said, our feet, our hands, they must be washed also. So we come to, I want to now go to John 17:17. You turn over to chapter 17. And in verse 17 of John 17, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So we see that there's a setting apart or a cleaning or a consecration that's going on. When we read John 17:17 and we see the word sanctify, we see that that word means to set apart, to purify, to consecrate. As you are prepared for the Lord's supper, we must remember to ask ourselves for a daily cleaning. This is what another lesson is in this verse for foot washing. A daily cleaning. As we wash our hands and our feet daily, we come to God and we say, we need this washing daily. Remember the part that God gave us, or Jesus Christ gave us in the outline of his prayer, the Lord's Prayer. He says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We must ask for that forgiveness constantly and goes on every day. Why? Because as we walk through our journey in life, we pick up the dust of the road. We pick up the dust of the world around us. Our feet do get dirty. We become soiled. And so there's a time when we need to stop and refresh and recommit ourselves. And we need to have that foot-washing attitude, yes, of service to others, but also for our own selves, a washing, a forgiving of sins. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, see, there's something here that we have to do daily. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And lo and behold, the word cleanse goes back to the Greek word again, and it means to set apart, to sanctify, to clean, to purify. Yes, the foot washing ceremony is very important. It teaches us to have a serving attitude for our fellow man, to esteem our brother better than ourselves, and to be willing to serve, and to be fully committed in serving others. But at the same time, it is a time when we also refresh ourselves, where we have our own feet being washed. Our feet are being washed, and it's a lesson of showing us that we need to have a cleaning attitude of ourselves, and it has to come often. And we do it, of course, with the memorial of the Passover. But every day when we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Every day we are washing ourselves and asking for that cleansing. Brethren, the foot washing teaches us to be humble ourselves in service to others. Foot washing also teaches us to have a contrite heart, cleansed from all unrighteousness. If you remember back in verse 8 of John 13, Jesus answered him and said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. So it is vitally important when we have the foot washing ceremony that we wash not only the feet of our brother to show our serving attitude, but that we realize that we are part of Jesus Christ and that Christ is in us. And if we don't have our feet washed with the right attitude, then we don't have a part in Christ. So this, to me, is a very important part in preparing for the Passover time when we are showing Jesus Christ our refreshment, our commitment of being a follower of Jesus Christ, of taking up our cross and following him and committing ourselves that we will be clean and be a part of him. In preparing for the Lord's Passover, my prayer is that we will also examine ourselves with a foot-washing attitude. Washed or bathed, we are clean all over because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and who is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, to purge us, to make us clean from all unrighteousness. If we have that kind of an attitude, then yes, we are able to eat the bread and drink of the cup in a worthy manner. And not only that, but then we are committing to Jesus Christ our attitude from the heart that we are able to drink of his cup. And I think that's important as we prepare for the Passover season.